Now, let's start with some of the basics behind this issue. What exactly is ADD, ADHD? What's the correct term? You know, what are the differences or the official definitions of this?
There are actually three different types of ADHD, each with different symptoms. There's predominantly inattentive, predominantly hyperactive, impulsive, and the combined type. And to diagnose ADHD, an individual must display at least six symptoms from very specific lists from the DSM-4. And the symptoms have to have started before the age of 7 to diagnose a child. So they also have to have clear impairment in at least two settings, such as home and school or school and work. And there must be clear evidence of significantly clinical impairment in social, academic, or occupational functioning. So there's very specific criteria that you need in order to diagnose a person with ADHD. And if one is going to fall within the predominantly inattentive type, they have to meet six of these criteria. Fail to pay close attention to details or make careless mistakes in schoolwork or other activities, have difficulty sustaining attention to task or leisure activities. They may often seem not to listen when spoken to directly. They do not follow through on instructions and fail to finish schoolwork, chores, duties. They have difficulty organizing tasks and activities. They avoid, dislike, or are reluctant to engage in tasks that require sustained mental effort. They lose things necessary for the tasks. They are easily distracted and are forgetful in daily activities. So if a child has six of these characteristics, then they might be diagnosed with the inattentive type of ADHD.